Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. I want to talk about nudes and revenge porn today because it's annoying. It's fucking annoying. Nudes and revenge porn. You know what made me do this fucking podcast episode? Akbar. I fucking hate his name. Akbar. This shit just sound like stupid. Akbar and Tierra Marie did it. Like, I know this happened a minute ago, but the more I watch hip-hop, Love and Hip Hop, it's just annoying that these sex scandals keep going on, all for, like, they just want to be noticed, basically, publicity. That's annoying as hell. Revenge porn is wrong. If it isn't done for publicity and somebody just really put your shit out there, that shit is wrong. Like, why do y'all feel like it's okay to expose each other? Because women do it to men, men do it to women. Like, that shit is not cool. This is for personal, you know what I'm saying? This is personal use, I guess, when we not together. Because what's the point of recording anyway? I guess you want to see yourself having sex. Whatever, but you know, sex is supposed to be private unless y'all have consent and y'all both was in cahoots and putting this damn sex tape out. Like, I feel like Nico, what's that bitch name? Mimi, she gets on my fucking nerves because she tried to act like she ain't had nothing to do with that tape being put out. Girl, bye, stop, cut the bullshit. And then, like, for the people who just leaking shit, like, what about people, parents that see that? And, you know what I'm saying? People have jobs, careers, and reputations, and you just fuck all that, huh? Just these sex scandals be so ridiculous. Like, motherfuckers really don't know how to act out here. Then, I be saying, I ain't gonna lie, like, shit, I be watching this shit. When sex scandals come out, or, like, somebody leaks some shit, I be watching it because I want to see what the fuck other people be like behind closed doors. Because, you know, you don't really know people. Not that you want to know people that personal, but fuck it, I be watching that shit. But, you know what I'm saying? Some of that shit be trash. Y'all sit up there recording y'allself and it be trash. Like, Black China. Stass. Who told you is a stripper, first of all? Like, I don't know, maybe that's stereotyping me thinking that strippers are supposed to know how to suck dick. But as much niggas as Black China done had, you don't know how to suck dick. Like, y'all remember when that video came out? I don't know who the nigga was in the video. I don't know who the fuck it was. But all I know is that Black China embarrassed the fuck out of the sisters. What was that, bitch? I'm sorry, I'm bringing it back up. What the fuck was that? That shit was trash. You should have been mad as shit when that got leaked. And, you know, everybody all over the internet was talking shit about her. But, like, sis, don't you ever record again and give a head like that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a little, like, more aggressive like Sierra. Sierra was getting it. I was like, yeah, see? Yeah. But not to Akbar. I hate that Akbar. That shit sound like fucking spit. Ew. And then he just, like, a grimy-ass nigga. Like, this corny as shit. So is the corny niggas doing some shit, gang. But that's sometimes a pussy be chewed up on them. It be a lot going on in the world. I just want Black China to make that head video make sense there. I need sis to never record herself again. When you record sex, you know it's a strong possibility that it could get leaked. Like, I'm sorry, I don't trust nobody. Even if you have a sex tape with your partner, you know what I'm saying? They could release that shit if y'all break up. You know, motherfuckers be thinking you're gonna be together forever. And hopefully, you know, that's what everybody hopes. But sometimes it don't work out like that. So you just gotta be careful about doing shit like that. Then y'all be having y'all face on in the camera like, what? I'm just not with that shit. Maybe if I did that shit one time and I was like 20, And the rule was, it had to be recorded on my phone. And if he wanted to see it, I just had to be right there when he wanted to see it. Because, nigga, it's on my phone. Like, you will not destroy me. Fuck you. So, yeah. And then, after that, it was just like, I deleted that shit. Because you, I don't know. Then people's phone be getting, like, tampered with, leaked, or, you know what I'm saying? These fucking cyber people be out here doing shit in the world. You just gotta be careful about sending news and everything. Like, don't put your face in that shit, and don't send no picture that you won't be mad, you know, if it does end up on the internet. Because one time somebody I knew, they shit got leaked or whatever, and they posted like all her like sexual pictures or whatever. She had like pictures in lingerie. Let me tell you something, my bitch look good. My bitch look good in them pictures. You know what I'm saying? Don't be sending some shit that you gonna be embarrassed as hell if it leaked. You know what I'm saying? So if you about that life, if you fearless, you reckless, and you just gonna keep sending the news, or you just gonna keep recording yourself sucking dick with him sucking, eating your pussy or whatever the fuck y'all be doing out here, hey, everything comes with consequences. So I'm just here talking about it today because it's funny to me, and also to just tell y'all, just be careful with that shit. That shit is not cool, especially when it get leaked. All right, I'm out. See y'all next episode.